PSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz. Five games this weekend on the Beaver Radio Network. Men's and women's basketball, men's and women's hockey. That plus Beaver track next on PSU Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
If you want the fastest internet speeds available and at an affordable rate, then you want GigaZone Internet from Paul Bunyan Communications. Get fiber optic fast internet up to a gigabit per second. That's up to 80 times faster than cable. Plus, you can add PBTV, unlimited local and long-distance phone service, and all new GigaZone customers can get GigaZone Wi-Fi free for the first 6 months. To find out more, visit paulbunyan.net. It's the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. Five games this weekend on the Beaver Radio Network, both basketball teams and both hockey teams. Another Beaver team that started their season last weekend, Beaver track and field team. The Beavers hosted the Craig Hogan Triangular, with St. Cloud State and Winona State coming to Bemidji last weekend. The Beavers set 28 personal records in that meet, and a bad start to the season. Beavers are off this weekend before heading to Minnesota State Moorhead next weekend. One of the veterans, mid-distance runner Ryan Prigge. The junior from Ely won the 800-meter run last weekend with a time of 2 minutes 19.84 seconds. Her next closest Beaver competitor was 11 seconds behind her. Briggy talks about what goals she has for this season.
Personal goals, I would like to be in the top three in the 800 at conference, but we'll see where that goes with training. And just improving my times and my events is really my big goals for this season, indoor season.
Both Beaver basketball teams were able to get a win last weekend. The men won, the women two. The women have now won five straight games. They're 4-0 in the NSIC North Division. Beavers have a balanced offensive attack. That's one thing the point guard Sydney Czar, a senior, takes pride in. Even if she's not scoring, she needs to get the ball to the people who are.
I think just being a leader, like as a point guard, just trying to direct, even if I'm not always scoring, just trying to be a good point guard and, yeah, be a great leader.
Beaver men's basketball team snapped a lengthy losing skid last weekend, split at home with the University of Mary. Beavers have two transfers, both coming from Division I programs. One of them, Tyler Behrens, coming from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, says the level of play and the talent in this league took him a bit by surprise.
I'm going to be honest, this is a tough league. This is a very tough league, which caught me by a little bit of surprise. I thought it'd be a little bit of a step down, but I almost feel like the skill in this in Division II is almost better in terms of like shooting and like post-ups. I think D1 is just athleticism, that's really a difference. But honestly, I think a lot of these D2 teams could definitely compete with mid-majors at the D1 level.
Beaver women's hockey team also snapped a lengthy losing skid last weekend, knocked off Minnesota Duluth in overtime on Friday 1-0, lost the next night in overtime 1-0. Beavers head to Minnesota State Mankato this weekend, a team they're very familiar with. They've been on the schedule a handful of times already this season. The Beavers' Paige Beebe says they need to play just like they did last week.
We definitely have to play how we did against Duluth this past weekend. I think we played really well, just like systematically doing all the little things right. I think we emphasize that. So I think we should do that against Mankato. And obviously we need to work on scoring more. Like we need to score more goals in regulation to be able to beat teams.
Beaver men's hockey team now has three straight wins all over Bowling Green. The Falcons ranked in the top five in the country. Beavers had their series with Lake Superior State canceled because of COVID. So the Beavers will make up a game against Minnesota State Mankato, just a single game on Friday. So what's changed for the Beavers to allow them to win three straight and get above 500 for the first time this season? The Beavers' Ross Armour.
We emphasize defense, and once our defense comes, then our offense is going to come with it. So we just emphasize playing well defensively, and then we'll get our chances offensively.
The Northern Sun Conference has announced its winter championships. Men's and women's basketball tournaments, with no spectators allowed, will take place at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, February 25th through the 28th. NSIC Indoor Track and Field Championships will take place in Mankato, Saturday, February 25th, 26th, and 27th, also with no spectators allowed. Seven Bemidji State student-athletes have been named to the NSIC's Miles Brand Award winner list. It's given to student-athletes with a cumulative grade point average of 3.75 or higher, given to student-athletes in their final year of competition and who are on track to graduate. From the women's basketball team, it's Taylor Bray. Men's basketball team, Griffin Chase. The softball team, Sammy Doolam. The volleyball team, Taylor Nyer. The tennis team, Hannah Peterson. Also from women's basketball, Tegan Pompa. And from soccer, Carolyn Smith. A record number 227 student-athletes across the NSIC's 16 schools received the award this year. That's BSU Today, presented by Pole Bunny Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.